One of the largest wind farms in the country could be finished this week in a remote pocket of northeastern North Carolina. But some state legislators are hoping to shut it down. They worry the $400 million project will harm the military, even though the Pentagon says it won't. Jay Price reports from Pasquotank County.
Chris Long is standing in a vast, soggy open tract north of Elizabeth City. Locals call it the desert. It's farmland. But in the last few years, it's sprouted a crop that's a lot taller than soybeans.
This is a Gamesa G114.
It's a sleek white wind turbine with blades reaching nearly 500 feet in the sky above us. Long is the on-site manager for Avangrid Renewables, the company that owns the turbine, and 103 more just like it, dotting the landscape for miles and miles around us.
It produces 2 megawatts of electricity. That's enough to supply about 600 average homes.
Or run a lot of servers for the online retail giant Amazon.com. That's who's buying the power from the wind farm. Before construction started, the military approved the project, concluding it won't impede air traffic or affect a major radar installation a few miles away over the Virginia border. But now, 10 North Carolina legislators have written a letter asking the Trump administration to shut down the wind farm. They again raise concerns about the Navy radar, complain that Avangrid's parent company is Spanish, and say the Pentagon approved the project only because of the Obama administration's political correctness. One who signed it is House Majority Leader John Bell.
Two of the four counties that I serve have military installations there.
Bell, who was walking between meetings at the legislature, is a Republican from Wayne County, home to Seymour Johnson Air Force Base. Bell says anything that could hurt pilots' ability to train in the area might lead the Pentagon to close that base.
So you're talking over a $600 million economic impact and over 12,000 dependents in the area gone.
And he says political pressure from the Obama administration led the Pentagon to approve wind projects it shouldn't have.
They were very pro-clean energy, pro-renewable energy, and really trying to do what they could to downsize the military, to reduce bases. So when you're putting foreign-funded wind turbines in the areas that is very obvious that they're going to interfere with military training, which could result in bases being closed, it caused an alarm.
The legislators' opposition startled local officials. Wayne Harris is the economic development director for Elizabeth City and Pasquotank County.
The fact that we're the first utility-scale wind project in the southeast is sort of a point of community pride.
Avangrid is now the biggest taxpayer for both Pasquotank and Perquimans counties, and it's expected to put millions of dollars in the pockets of landowners leasing its sites for the turbines. Economic development officials in eastern North Carolina dream of landing projects this big, let alone one that carries the cachet of the Amazon brand and the cutting-edge aura of a major green energy project. But if it shut down?
I think there would be a sense of disappointment and despair, really. That would change from a positive marker to being the town where a $400 million capital investment was nullified.
One legislator whose name isn't on that letter, even though his district includes the wind farm, is Representative Bob Steinberg, an Edenton Republican.
I found out about it the same time the news got a hold of it.
Steinberg says that some who signed the letter, including Bell, are honestly trying to look out for the military. But he says others are driven by ideology.
Especially folks on the hard right who feel as though they do not want to see renewable energy grow in the state of North Carolina because they don't like, for example, subsidies. But you never hear them talk about the subsidies that exist in all of the other areas of energy exploration.
President Trump has been a vocal critic of wind power, and so both sides are wondering whether the military will now change its stance on the Amazon project. So far, that hasn't happened. A week after his inauguration, a spokesman for the Navy said in an emailed statement that it still believes the windmills aren't likely to cause problems for the radar. Jay Price, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.